It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. There is an impressive list of European emigres who, in the 1920s and 30s, moved to the United States and ultimately settled here in California. Among them, writers Thomas Mann and Leon Fechtwanger, composers Igor Stravinsky and Arnold Schoenberg. But how many of you recognize the name of Galka Scheier, another German emigre, who became a trailblazing impresario who helped shape California as a burgeoning center for modern art? A new exhibition at the Norton Simon Museum, wonderfully organized by curator Gloria Williams, tells Galka Scheier's life story through the display of about 100 artworks from her personal collection. She was born in Germany as Emily Esther Scheier to a middle-class Jewish family, and, as was expected from a young woman of the time, studied piano and painting. But her life changed when she saw an exhibition of Russian avant-garde artist Alexei Yevlensky, with whom she developed a particularly strong friendship. As a term of endearment, he started to call her Galka, a Russian word describing a charming little bird, and that's the name she went by in the United States, her adopted country. Besides Yevlensky, she established a close association with Lionel Feininger, Paul Klee, and Vasily Kandinsky. She referred to this group of artists as the Blue Four and started actively promoting their works after moving to California in 1925. She arranged exhibitions, organized lectures, and published books about their art, as well as negotiated sales on their behalf. Learning all of that, one naturally wants to compare her to Peggy Guggenheim, another adventurous art aficionado who was ahead of her time in discovering, falling in love with, and promoting modern art. Looking at photographs of Scheier in her Hollywood home designed by Richard Neutra, one can see her as a down-to-earth and charming person with an obvious sense of humor. It's simply impossible not to giggle seeing two small works by Paul Klee side by side, a painted portrait of his favorite cat next to his photograph of this very cat. I was pleasantly surprised to see such diversity within her collection. There is a small early figurative painting by Diego Rivera and a cubist composition by Picasso. There is a rare sculpture by Alexander Arkhipenko, another Russian avant-garde artist. And here's the one piece which I absolutely didn't expect to see, a work by Beatrice Wood, a famous Los Angeles ceramicist and sculptor, represented here with a rare small figurative drawing, a humorous portrait of Galka Scheier. For any of you who might dream of becoming an art collector, this exhibition is the way to inform and inspire you how to proceed. Go around, see as much art as possible, get to know artists. Get out of your comfort zone, be inspired, challenged, and surprised. And let me know if you want to join my Fine Art of Art Collecting seminars and learn more about the amazing Los Angeles art scene. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.